The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show. Here we are on WCBM 680, and that's also our phone number, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. That's how you get in the contest to win a muzzleloader from the fine folks at CVA. We're giving away a CVA Optima camo stock nitride barrel this month, for the month of November. So we're looking forward to giving that away to some lucky listener. And we were in touch with last week's winner. So everything's good there on the October muzzleloader. And talked to the folks at CVA the other day. They're excited to be working with us, as we are with them. So call in. Leave your name and number with Chris. He'll ask your name and your phone number and ask if you want to be in the contest. And if you agree, then you put your name on a list at the end of the month or whenever we decide. Probably the first Saturday in December we'll give away the muzzleloader for November. And then your name will correspond to a number. The numbers will put in a random number generator. Robin will pull the number or figure out what the number is, and somebody will win a fine CVA muzzleloader. So that's the general guidelines. Oh, and you got to go on the air with me, or Robin, either one. You don't have to specifically talk to me. You can talk to either one of us, and you'll be in the contest. The rules are simple. And now we need to talk to some folks. John is on the line, and then Stan. Good morning, John. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. How you doing, Alan? Robin?
Good.
How are you?
Fine, thank you. Boy, I tell you, now you're going to get a lot of callers here because you say we can talk to Robin.
Sure.
You're going to be taking a back seat now, Alan.
Well, you're talking to me, you're talking to me and not talking to her. So.
No, but you can always talk to me. Now, I will admit, I probably should have stayed in bed, and I apologize to everybody out there. I am barely coherent this morning, and I'm really trying, but it is not working well.
She's doing great. I did want to tell Alan, you were talking to one of your callers, all of your callers, about getting involved.
Right.
And it reminded me of a story which I think you'll enjoy, and it probably has particular meaning for Robin. But years ago, when Ron Franks ran for the Senate, I volunteered. And, you know, you have these various organizational meetings where you go and you meet people who you don't know.
Yeah.
What a great bunch of people. But I went to one of the meetings, and there was a fellow there who seemed to know everything about gun control groups and anti-hunting groups, and he had volunteered for Dr. Franks. Well, someone said to him, I thought you were anti-gun and anti-hunting. And the guy said, well, I used to be. And they said, what happened? He said, well, I talked to the guy over there, and he pointed at Ron. One man can make it. One person can make a big difference.
Boy, you're not kidding.
Yep, you're not. Dad really wanted to, and he really tried hard.
Oh,
really,
man,
did.
That man worked. He worked. But we made calls. We did what we could. And, you know, we had a good time doing
sure.
it.
I remember that, Senator. That was fun. I was holding signs up at the high school and on the corner of Centerville, waving at people for that one.
That's pretty cool.
I had good times at the polls that year too.
Mm-hmm.
Handing out the little palm cards and what have you.
Yep.
Anyway,
we will likely see Ron tomorrow. So I just, you know, if you want us to pass on your name, we'll be more than glad to do that.
Wouldn't I know you really? Gave your name.
Yeah, we'd be love to.
Yeah, I know you gave your name to Chris. I can get it from him if you want.
Yeah, tell him I was one of the AGC crew.
Okay.
AGC.
Associated Gun Clubs. We had
a
bunch of different clubs, and we went out and worked for and made calls and what have you.
Cool.
And he's a great personality, wonderful guy. But, I mean, that's not why I helped him. I helped him because he was right on all the issues.
He's a pretty smart guy, too. Yeah, he's in a nursing home right now in rehab.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So,
okay. Give him my best and tell him we were all brokenhearted the way it turned out, but we gave it our best, and I know he gave it his best.
Oh, yeah. No question.
I got you. Thank you so much, John. I will do that.
All right, buddy.
All right.
Have a good one.
Take care.
Thank you. Stan, the truck driving man. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Allen. Good morning, Miss Random.
Yeah, that's me.
A good one. I love it.
That's me.
That's Sparky. She's not so Sparky this morning, though. So.
Well, I'm happy to report I went hunting started out about 1 o'clock, and I've been skunked all night.
Oh, no. Well, yeah, I hope you remain skunked.
Yeah, I know. Me too. It looks like a sushi market out 70 westbound.
I don't doubt it.
Yeah, I'm
sure. We've been seeing them everywhere.
Yep. They're out in the middle of the daytime. The bucks are cruising in the middle of the daytime. I don't know if you heard the first hour, but coming down 301 and 213 yesterday, walking through the soybean fields without a care in the world. They're cruising, you know, and we know what they're after. They're looking for does, you know. So, but
I remember those days.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I just called to get into the contest again.
All right,
we're one down and two to go.
Yep, one down, two to go.
I still got my fingers crossed and my hopes up high.
Well, good, buddy. I hope you win.
Me too.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, it'll be one thing. Mom doesn't have to worry about me with a bank card.
If we did some talking about guys paying a lot for guns and having to sell them because the wife found out what he paid for them, and you know,
it's unbelievable. Everything's like shot up like crazy.
No question.
I just stopped down to see my people. Here's the thing that gets me. You can line up anything on the shelves, and I go right to Milsurp. You know, I don't know what it is. Just something like the old wood and steel. I just anything from WW2 and on up.
You like all that, huh?
Yeah. I'm thinking. I got permission, so I'm thinking.
Okay.
I'm thinking of something else to add to the collection.
Sure. Why not?
I'm going shopping before Christmas.
Ah, good for you. Now, are you looking for a shotgun, a rifle, a muzzleloader? What are you looking for?
No, I spotted something. Of course, you know, my wife always told me, when you see something you like, jump.
And that's good.
I saw an old Spanish Mauser reach out.
Oh, cool. Oh, man. Well, there you go.
Oh, it just grabbed my attention, and I said, yep. And
yep.
That dummy, I walked out of the shop without it, and it was gone.
Ah, yeah.
That's why I missed the gun shows. Usually you can find four or five of them.
Yeah.
Dealer scenes or something, you know. But
we'll have a sponsor coming up here in February. There's a big sportsman's auction and night out at A&M Auctions in Salisbury. And they've got all that stuff. They've got all that stuff. So
I don't know if I can hold out till then.
Oh, well, okay.
I got permission, and it's before Christmas.
An old Spanish Mauser. Okay, we'll keep our eye out for one. All right?
Okay.
Got to go. Got to go.
Y'all stay warm. Enjoy your fireplace.
Hey, buddy, keep the shiny side up.
It's roaring this morning.
Yeah, it's roaring. It feels good. See you later.
Have a great one.
All right. Okay,
thanks, Tim.
See you.
Bye-bye. Kenneth is on the line. Good morning, Kenneth. Thanks for holding. How are you?
I'm doing good, Alan. Yourself?
Good, buddy. What's up?
Good. How's Robin doing this morning?
I'm here, kind of.
Awesome.
She voted present this morning.
She did what?
She voted present. You know,
I'm present. I'm just here.
Okay. Yeah, Alan, I'm calling in for the muscle burger contest, buddy.
You're in it.
You got it.
And listen, there's another thing. I finally received my cap from Alan.
You finally received your what?
My cap. You know, the cap that you wear on your head, the Eastern Shore.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You finally received it. What does that mean?
I won it from Alan Ellis.
Yeah, I remember, but...
He got it, he was saying.
Oh, you finally...
Finally got it, yeah.
He's probably talking about the shipping time.
Yeah. The shipping time would have been a long time ago. I don't know why you didn't...
It's been about 3 months now.
Yeah, but it just arrived?
Yeah, about a month ago.
Oh, wow. How do you like it?
Oh, man, I love it.
Good.
Thank you.
We have expanded our line into T-shirts now. They're in production.
Uh-huh.
We've got short sleeve and long sleeve T-shirts in a variety of colors. The hat situation in the country is non-existent, so we sold almost through our inventory of caps. We did sell some wholesale to SML Footwear. They did well, Adam, with the shows. And so we'll be at the Waterfowl Festival with our remaining caps and a whole new line of T-shirts. So.
Good.
Yeah, yeah, and they're not even on the website yet because we don't know what they cost us totally, so we'll figure that all out and put them up there. But they're going to have a nice design on them. They'll have the logo on the front left chest and then a goose landing into a sunrise. It's pretty cool. So.
Yeah. All right. I just want to get on the contest here, Alan.
You're in it, buddy. Thank you for the call.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we will be. We should say that. We'll be at Waterfowl if anybody wants to come out and meet us.
Yeah, we will be at Waterfowl Festival next weekend if anybody's here locally. Yep.
All right.
All right, man. Thank you so much. Yep.
Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Mr. Glenn, I'm sorry you're going to have to hold there, buddy. We've got to take that dreaded commercial break, but that's the only way this show stays on the air, right, Robin?
That's right.
So, hey, waterfowl season, of course, it's Youth Waterfowl, Youth and Veterans Waterfowl Day today. I'm going to tell you about a couple of firearms from Clyde Sport Shop, a couple of Brownings, as a matter of fact. One is the Maxis shotgun. It's an autoloader shotgun built for waterfowl hunting perfection. Three and a half inch chamber models are available. The new power drive gas system reduces recoil. When you find a Maxis, just flip it up to your shoulder like you're swinging on a goose. I will tell you, you will love the way this gun shoulders. The A5, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. It has what's called a recoil-operated kinematic drive system that loads the next shell into the chamber. It doesn't depend on the gases from the fired round before. Comes in mossy oak shadow grass blade camo, a fiber optic front sight, humpback receiver, just like granddad's, ergonomically balanced, and recoil-operated kinematic drive. There, I said it again. It's an autoloader shotgun with a 100,000-round or a 5-year guarantee. The A5 from Browning, one of their best sellers. All available at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, your full-line Browning dealer. That's right, been around since... for a long time, one of the first Browning dealers in Maryland. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, just off Beltway Exit 9 in Lansdowne. 410-242-6108, 242-6108. For firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting, it's Clyde Sport Shop, open 7 days a week. Now, let's come on over to the Eastern Shore. Do you have a beautiful fireplace in your house? And you know, you folks who have one know what I'm talking about. It sits there in your living room or your dining room or your great room or your, you know, basement or somewhere. It's just sitting there, and you look at that thing and you go, boy, I wish I could fire up that fireplace, but I don't feel like splitting wood and hauling wood and, you know, loading that thing up and getting a bunch of newspapers crumpled up or something, start that fire and making sure the flues open up. Well, forget all that. Head to Backyard Billy's, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's specifically, and take a look at the gas fireplace inserts. You can sit in your easy chair and point your remote control on it, light that fireplace up at different levels, different heat levels, turn the blower on, blow heat into the room, and it looks like a beautiful bunch of logs just sitting in there, and glowing embers and the whole thing. Yep. At Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Robin and I selected the Enviro brand, EX35 model, and they did the installation, including, you know, the chimneys. You need two chimneys for a gas fireplace insert. So they did that. They did the installation of the fireplace. The other thing we had to have was provide was the gas hookup, and they took care of all the rest, and we're just impressed with their service. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro and Regency brands. The worldwide shortage of computer chips could delay your owning of a new gas insert, so act now while they have the supply. They ordered a lot anticipating this, and they have supply now, but that is not inexhaustible. You can select a new pellet, gas, electrical wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon. You'll be ready for the coming cold weather. BackyardBilly's.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Stop in the showroom is the easiest thing. Call 410-827-4500, 827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace, and we'll be right back.
You need to discover SML Footwear in Millersville. It's at 401 Headquarters Drive along Veterans Highway. That's right off Interstate 97. SML Footwear carries Dunlop rubber boots in several styles for hunting or for work. If you need deck boots, SML Footwear has Grundon's footwear and Grundon's rainwear, too, so you can dress like a waterman. And the display walls at SML Footwear are covered in thousands of socks. Insulated, wool, hunting, work, diabetic, and everyday socks for men, women, and youth with Fox River socks and Carolina Ultimate socks that are made right here in the USA. All socks are 25% off at SML Footwear. Yes, 25% off with custom and bulk ordering available. SML Footwear also offers a 10% discount to police, fire, military, and first responders. Search SML Footwear online or Facebook. Stop by right off Interstate 97 or call 443-685-3779. That's 443-685-3779. Your feet will love you. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex at Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on, truck bedliner, and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Start shaking, your heart gets to pumping, your knees get to knocking,
yep.
Your mind starts racing. It's a feeling like you never felt before. Have you coming back for more? Buck fever, gonna get you, boy. Buck fever, have you praying to the Lord. That rap, that grunt, that stare, that stomp will make you a
Yeah, it's rut, baby. It's rut. They're moving. No. All right. We have Glenn on the line. Good morning, Glenn. How are you? Did that get you excited?
Yeah. Hey, Robin. How are you all?
Doing well. How about you?
Okay, I guess.
Yeah. Hey, the deer are moving, man. You need to get out there.
Yeah, my nephew got one with the bow a couple of days ago.
Good for him. A nice one?
Nice 8-pointer.
Good. Glad to hear.
Actually, I think the deer was actually a little bit bigger than the 9-point he got with muzzleloader.
Wow, that's cool. We have to get some pictures from him.
Yeah.
Yep.
I got Well, I got some pictures of my camera. I guess he took some pictures.
Sure, sure. Well, you got to text them to me or have him text them to me. So,
yeah.
Cool. That's cool, man. Congratulations. Well, you got some meat in the freezer anyway, right? He does share with you, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good, good. Glad to hear that. Glad to hear that. So, well, get excited out there, Glenn. Let's get out there and get one today. It's gonna be some weather coming in. I think they're gonna be moving. They were all over the place yesterday. They were walking the soybean fields, walking the field edges, walking out in the middle of the field. Real nice buck in Queen Anne's County, not far from where I hunt. So I was pleased to see that. So
yeah,
can't wait.
Yep.
So, anything else going on, buddy?
Not too much. I don't know. I might get out something.
Yeah.
The Bayville weather, maybe later this afternoon, you go deer hunt with the bow or go rabbit hunt once.
One of the two.
Rabbit, quail, and pheasant and all that stuff.
Well, that sounds good, man. That sounds good. So you enjoy your day, okay?
Right.
So
you have a great day, Chris.
Tell your nephew congratulations, and let's see some pictures.
Right.
Sounds good.
All right. You all take care. God bless, though.
God bless.
You
take
awesome.
Care, Glenn. See you, buddy. Good luck.
Right.
Bye. Bye-bye. Robert, good morning, Robert.
Good morning.
How are you?
Not bad. I'm just calling to enter the mobile order contest.
Okay. Well, you are in there.
You are in.
Thank you. Appreciate
yep.
it.
No problem. Have
a super
good day.
Thank you. Bye.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye. So, yes, sir. Legacy Waters commercial coming up here next, and we've been doing a little bit more with them, and we're headed to Frederick County, I believe, next Tuesday. Frederick, Washington County, and then across the line a little bit down into West Virginia to look at a couple of ponds. So here's what I wanted to say about that, and their commercial's coming up here soon. You guys that are out there waterfowl hunting, you know, duck hunting and goose hunting, you know, over ponds near water, take a look at that pond. I'm sure there's still some, you know, duckweed and stuff like that on top, but that pond is slowly filling in with sediment. And what happens is the material gets in there and gets rotten, and it becomes, you know, organic material. It starts to fill up. That can all be removed relatively easily by hydraulic dredging, and it can be put back onto the farm or onto the land there. It can be hauled away. There's a lot of different things to do with it. But you know, if you haul 10 inches of organic material out of your pond, what's going to happen is that'll reduce down to about half an inch of soil on the ground, because all that gas is in there, all that material rots out and dries up. But that's nutrient rich and adds to the soil. But what it also does is it increases your water clarity. It makes it easier for the good stuff to come in back into the pond. It makes it easier for the fish to get around. And so I think while you're out there waterfowl hunting, take a look at that pond and feel free to call me about any pond needs you might have. We're looking at one in Caroline County here. We've already been on site in Queen Anne's, a couple places, Dorchester, did an appraisal down in Dorchester about cutting, shooting lanes through Phragmites, you know, a couple hundred yard shooting lanes and that type of thing. So there's all kinds of possibilities that we can do with this equipment, with Legacy Waters equipment. The one piece has a 7-foot cutter bar on it, and so if you need a 100-yard or 200-yard shooting lane cut through the marsh, through the Phragmites, so you can see the Sika deer crossing back and forth, well, we'll make two passes with the machine, and you got a 14-foot lane you can shoot through. So there you go. Legacy Waters, like I said, they'll be coming up shortly. Let's take that second break right now, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Low pressure marching up the coast with increasing clouds here throughout the weekend. Looks like some gray weather taking over with 50s today and 50s tomorrow. Most of the rains are going to stay off to our southeast over the open waters of the Atlantic. This low off the coast, 41 tonight. I'm Scott Lauriemore at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We all want clean water.
and that pond on your family's property really needs cleans. Vegetation has overtaken it, and sediment is slowly filling it in. You know, something needs to be done, and you have questions. What chemicals can I use? Will the fish die? Do I have to hire some guy with a backhoe? How expensive will it be? Legacy Waters Environmental Services has the answers. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive with no need to restock, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. Gone. The best part is Legacy Waters Environmental Services is committed to providing affordable solutions which will revitalize your pond. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint and to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622, and you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Burbender Sharpening is a world-renowned knife sharpening business located right here in Maryland. As a matter of fact, if you've ever seen a cooking show on your favorite food channel, Jimmy from Burbender's most likely sharpens their knives. But wait, there's more. As anglers and hunters, we depend on our knives to fillet fish, field dress game, and lots of other chores. As regular folks, we mow our lawn, cut our wood, and cook our food. We use scissors and shears and chainsaws and a host of tools that need to be sharp for best results. Burbender's sharpens everything. Burbender's is located at 214 Mayo Road in Edgewater's, open Monday through Saturday, 8 till 3. And on Mondays, they even set up their mobile unit at Homestead Gardens in Severna Park from 9 till 2. You can always swing by their Edgewater shop for a quick turnaround or check burbenders.com for how and where to mail in your knives and tools for sharpening. Call toll-free 888-724-4769. That's 888-724-4769 with any question. Burbender specializes in the sharpening of high-end cutlery and can renew your household knives to better than new. Take all your kitchen knives to Burbender's. You won't be sorry. Burbender Sharpening in Edgewater sharpens everything. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now it's duck hunting season. That, sir, is an investigated fabrication. It's wabbit season. Duck season. Wabbit season. Duck season. Wabbit season. Duck season. Wabbit season. Wabbit season. Duck season. Wabbit season. I say it's duck season, and I say fire.
Fire.
try that again. Okay, I'll start it this time. Right. Wabbit season. Duck season. Wabbit season. Wabbit season. Duck season. Fire! Okay, this time you start it.
Whatever you say.
Wabbit. Duck! Fire! What's the matter? Everything's upside down. Strange. Can't make heads or tails of things.
Hey, you! Come back here!
Well, what do you know? No more bullets.
No more bullets? Hey, laughing boy! No more bullets.
No more bullets? Here, let me see that thing.
Well, what do you know? One bullet left.
One bullet left? Hey, laughing boy, there was...
I know!
All right. Looney Tunes. They were loony, too. I remember that whole segment. Don't you, Robin, when you were watching cartoons as a kid? Gotcha. All right. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. So we have a trivia question for you, Robin, from our buddy Joe. As soon as you're done, I'll ask it. So, but let's talk to, who do we got here?
We have Henry on
Henry,
the line.
Let's talk to Henry. Good morning, Henry. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Yeah, I know this year round. But I know some people going fishing today.
Yeah.
And they probably on the road now. And I started to go, but I just heard at the last minute.
Uh-huh.
But they probably get fishing of all types because I had a famous restaurant out here on Rice's Town. And they used to sell a lot of stuff like lake trout, all types of fish. They did some big business back in the day. Thought about right there at Rice's Town in Haywood.
Yep.
You familiar with the area?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and they had crabs, too.
Yeah.
A guy called Mr. Cage. You remember him back
then? No, I don't. I don't remember Mr. Cage.
Well, coming along Rice's Town, they had different, crab places.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, they change all that. Those kind of places change out a lot sometimes.
Yeah, they have one on Liberty Road.
Yep.
That's the one left in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And, they had them all over. But,
sure.
That was, good merchandise. I mean, good business,
sure.
At one time. Especially during the summer months,
Oh, yeah. People love those crabs,
So, yeah.
Yep.
So, nice talking to you. I talk to you later. So,
all right.
Where you'll be at today? All over?
I'm going hunting today later on. No, I don't think I'll be all over today. I think I'm going to take a nap after the show. It's been a long week, so we'll see what happens.
All right.
Thanks, Henry. Right. Take care,
buddy. Bye, Henry.
Bye, Henry.
So you've got a trivia question for me?
I have a trivia question for you. Now, let me get back to the email. And Joe asked the question. Now, Joseph is on the line, but one second here. What popular candy, seasonal candy, was originally sold under the name Chicken Feed?
Candy corn?
You're right. You are right. Candy corn. Good guess, Robin.
No, it wasn't. It's corn and chicken feed.
I got it. Let's talk to Joseph.
It's called common sense.
No. Good morning, Joseph. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Doing well.
Hi.
Hi. Day before yesterday, I'm walking to my stand.
Uh-huh.
And I see a doe there about 30 yards away from me. And then, seen a 7-point buck. So they both of them were laying on the ground. I'm making noise. Finally, the buck stood up. I let the arrow go. I got him.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Awesome.
Walking into your stand. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. He was laying there right by the little pond.
Yeah.
He wouldn't get up. I was making noise.
I suspect they were tired from some reason. They weren't
having
a cigarette or anything, were they?
No.
Okay.
I'll send you a picture of it later on.
Do that. I'd love to see that. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Well, you going out today? You going back out today?
This evening. See if I can get me a doe.
Yep. Well, good for you. Good for you. So, well, congratulations. That's a great story to shoot one on the ground on your way to your stand. That's pretty cool.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that was easy.
Yeah. Now, bow or crossbow?
Crossbow.
Crossbow. Yep. Gotcha.
Yeah.
I got it. Well, congratulations.
I can't pull a regular bow back no more.
Yeah. Well, I was just thinking about this during one of the breaks. I was thinking about my career as a bow hunter, my pursuit of bow hunting, and started out with a recurve when I was a kid. I still have the bow, a Browning Cobra, a little short thing, and I shot one deer with it, one or two, I can't remember. And when I was 16, that was my first deer, it was a little button buck, and that was a story in itself. And then I progressed to I'm off and on with bow hunting. I kind of, got married and built a house and pursued a career and all that, kind of let that go. And then when I moved to Maryland in the early 80s, I bought my first compound, and I shot a couple of deer with that. And in the mid-90s, I got a more powerful bow. I bought a Golden Eagle, and I was pulling 63 pounds with that and wounded two deer with that bow. One was a buck that jumped the string and I hit him on the hip bone, and he was fine, no blood, and he walked off and just had very little penetration. And the second one that I wounded, and I don't even remember if I killed any deer with that bow, but the second one I wounded was a doe, and across the field from me in Kent County was Jackie Bushman, the buckmaster, and his cameraman, Gene Beitelspacher, who filmed Bow Hunting October Whitetails. And that deer was struck on the shoulder bone, and they said it sounded like a .22 going off. They saw these five deer coming across the soybean field to them, and I shot the lead doe, and we never found that deer either. And, again, no penetration, nothing. But I quit bow hunting after that for a while. And decided in the early 2000s to pick up the bow again, and then I faced shoulder surgery. So I went to the crossbow. And, the crossbow was there for a while. Then I started up, and now I'm back to the compound. I had two shoulder surgeries. Now I'm back to the compound. But I'm only pulling 50 pounds. I'm only pulling 50 pounds on my Bowtech. And I'm happy with it. I shoot well with it. And shot a doe with it a couple of years ago, and that gave me some more confidence. So I'm good. So that's what we're taking today. Probably the Bowtech. I have a crossbow, and it depends on where I decide to sit on what I'm taking in the woods with me today. So all right, but I understand you can't pull those bows back. After you get to a certain point. Unless you have, you still have that muscle memory, you still have that, you're still able to draw and, but, if it gets too powerful, then I suggest if you want to keep hunting with a compound bow, crank it down to 45, 50 pounds. You'll still be able to take a deer,
Yeah, well, I can't even pull probably 50 pounds back.
Yeah. Well, the crossbow keeps us old guys in the woods longer. That's for sure.
Yes, it does.
Well, nice talking to you. Congratulations.
All right, I'll send you a picture when I get done driving.
That'd be great. I appreciate it. Have a good one.
Okay, thanks. All right, you too.
Bye bye. Anybody wants to send a picture for an upcoming hunting quarterly, or just for me to look at or comment on, I'd be glad to accept that picture. You can send it to my cell phone number, which you can find on the website, or you can send it to Ellis@EllisOutdoors.com. Ellis@EllisOutdoors.com. And those contact information are both on EllisOutdoors.com website, along with the information on the Outdoors and Radio Show and the podcast. So we're up to date all but last Saturday and today's show. On the podcast, and we appreciate you listening anytime you want. That's for sure. Anytime you want. So, Chris, any callers on the line?
No, sir.
All right. Well, then that's a good time to tell the folks about Clyde Sports Shop. Clyde Sports Shop is your full-line Browning dealer. Of course, they have the Browning firearms for you know, shooting sports for they've got the high-powered rifles like the X-Bolt. And the one that's pretty interesting, and I saw somebody shooting it on one of the television shows the other day, I think it was McMillan, was shooting a BAR, Browning Automatic Rifle, which is an autoloader. Maybe it's a Browning auto-loading rifle now. It used to be BAR automatic, but now it's autoloader. But this, the Hell's Canyon speed model of the BAR has been updated quite a bit. Now, they still have the old, you know, the wood and, you know, the wood and blue barrel, walnut, and so forth. But this one, it comes in a burnt bronze Cerakote finish with the Arid Urban Camo, composite shim adjustable stock, an Inflex recoil pad, and a large selection of calibers in an autoloader rifle, including Magnum and short Magnums. So you might want to take a look at that Hell's Canyon Speed if you like the convenience of an autoloader for deer hunting. And you can check that out at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. They've got firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting all right there. Just off Beltway Exit 9. They're open 7 days a week. The website is ClydeSports.com, two S's in the middle. The phone number, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108, and that's Clyde's Sports Shop. Hey, let's talk about Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors is located in Edgewater, and the hunting department has expanded exponentially this year. You know, they've opened that new store, and they've got a fine selection of firearms by Gunrunner Arsenal, Matthews and Hoyt Compound Bows, Mission 10-Point and Wicked Ridge Crossbows, a great selection of arrows and broadheads, Attractants, Scents, Habit Brand Camo. You can try your archery skills on the Monster Video shooting wall, and they have deer corn, too. Waterfowl Department has decoys, blind bags, and ammo, and they're an authorized retailer for Bigfoot goose decoys. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors is located at 3137 Solomon's Island Road in the northbound side. That's right near Advance Auto Parts. Call 410-956-0300. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, your local crabbing headquarters, has everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing, and freshwater tidal and bay fishing tackle, too. A large selection of fishing tackle. Right, Robin? You saw that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. For more information, call 410-956-0300. Visit BayCountryCrabbingSupply.com. Attention, watermen, bring your license for your discount. Backyard Billies. We talk about them all the time. They're called Backyard Billies because they have everything for your backyard. They have tables and chairs and Adirondack chairs. They have sheds. They have swing sets. They have tiki bars. They have Adirondack chairs. Did I say that? Did I also mention they have Adirondack chairs as well? Inside, they have barbecue grills. They have the pellet grills by Traeger. And they have the ceramic grill smokers by Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe. They have a complete line of stoves, wood stoves, pellet stoves, gas fireplace inserts, wall fireplaces if you need one of those. They have the, you know, the fire rings for outside, which, you know, you can throw a couple logs in there and have a nice bonfire outside. And they come in big sizes, too. I mean, they have some giant fire pits and fire rings out there as well, Backyard Billies. You can visit them at in Graysonville, Route 50, Exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. You drive right by them on 50 every time right there at the exit. You look over and see all that colorful furniture sitting outside. That's Backyard Billies. You can see them on BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500 if you're looking for something specific. 410-827-4500 or stop in. Why not? They're open 7 days a week. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billies is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
We all want clean water. So does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore?
What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Okay, here we're back. You heard Jack Carver's name there at Catonsville Linex, the owner of Catonsville Linex. He worked at the U.S. Navy Blue Angels. He worked with the Blue Angels, who are celebrating their 75th anniversary. He's at the celebration. I think it's in Florida. So I will tell you something. Those are cool. That would be a cool job, wouldn't it, working with the Blue Angels? Chris, what do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let's talk to Joe. Good morning, Joe.
Morning. How are you?
Good, you?
Good, you? Good. Last week we swapped a few emails about a fishing trip. I told you I'd call in and let you know how I did.
How'd you did?
You did. We did well. We got 11 keepers.
Nice.
Right. And probably overall caught about 20, 25 fish.
Nice.
We're running anywhere from 16 to about 23 was our biggest, of course.
Mm-hmm.
We only kept the 19 and up, but
yeah.
It was a fun trip. The captain didn't go far. He was concerned about, things floating around in the water after the high tide.
Right.
But we left out of Sparrows Point. I think it's called, I had never heard of this, Old Road Bay.
Okay, I don't know.
Yeah, I looked it up on Google because
yeah.
I wasn't sure of the body of water myself. We pretty much stayed right there between Port Howard and Key Bridge.
Yeah.
But slow in the morning, but picked up a lot in the afternoon. We had a great time.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. I know you were concerned about floating debris. So.
Yeah, and I just wasn't even sure with all the rain and all the tide, I didn't know.
Yep.
But it turned out well. The captain knew where the fish were, and we had a great time. So.
Glad to hear it.
Thanks for your feedback last week. I appreciate it.
Yep. Well, I'm glad you had a good time. Like I said, if the captain's out there earning a living catching fish, he's going to know where they are.
Can I give him a shout-out?
What do you think, Robin? Sure, go ahead.
Island Dog Rescue.
Sounds good.
Yeah, sounds good.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Joe. Bye.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Sharon. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How you guys doing?
Doing great. What's up?
Doing super.
I was calling to enter the muzzleloader contest.
Okay.
You are in.
My son.
Okay.
Okay, I'm doing it for my son. I don't hunt or fish or crab or anything like that, but I do listen to you guys every weekend.
Oh, we appreciate
and
that.
And I really enjoy the two of you. You guys are great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well, good luck to you. Thanks for
calling.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye. Tony, good morning.
Morning, Alan.
How are you?
I'm fine. Fine. I got a deer last Saturday.
Congratulations.
Up near Shrewsbury. It used a 2010 Ford Escape.
Oh, no.
And and took the whole left side out of it.
Oh, man.
And, yeah, it was lovely.
Yeah, it sounded like
$500 in damage. But...
Oh, that's
oh,
you
that's
got
not...
off easy.
Jeez, that's horrible.
Yeah, my son-in-law hit one with his Audi. It was I think $11,000 or $13,000 a couple of years ago. $8,500 to my Ford F-150 out on Interstate 70 about 4 months after I bought the truck in 2011. So I've been there, buddy. I know what you're talking about.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I mean, there. I was hunting yesterday, and there were deer moving. I didn't get one come into me, but
yeah,
we're moving. So,
no question, they were moving. I saw them in the morning on my way at like 10 o'clock in the morning. They head sticking out of the soybean field.
Yeah.
On my way up 213, and then coming home last night 301. Man, they were walking to soybean fields that right down the rows. You know, they were cruising, and saw one actually right out in the middle of the field in Queen Anne's County, not far from where I hunt. So, and he was the biggest of the bunch. So I was happy to see that. So.
Well, good luck, yep. And I just wanted to get in the contest.
All right. Well, you're in. Thanks for the
Have
call.
Have a great
I appreciate
weekend.
It.
Thank you. Take care.
Thanks, Tony. Yes, bye. Sir. Bye-bye. Hey, folks, if you're going out there today, listen, if you wound one and you're not sure of the shot, you know, you find a little bit of blood and you're not really that able to track it, just leave it lay overnight. It's going to be cool enough tonight that the meat's not going to be spoiled. Now, if you're in an area where there's some coyotes, you may have some trouble in the morning, but... You know, it's better to back out, let the deer bed down, let the deer die, and then push it onto somebody else's property where you can't recover it or, you know, lose it altogether. So just be careful out there. Watch your shot placement. You know, the tried and true behind the shoulder is always best. The heart-lung shot right through the Boilermaker. And that's my advice for today. And here's Robin's advice for the day.
Everybody, get out, stay safe, enjoy the day.